Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, hello, my darlings. Oh, it's such a joy to be back here with you. I'm coming to you from Henley in the UK. I'm house sitting currently. I'm like jumping around all over the place. It's kind of comical since we got back to the UK. It's been like 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. But it's actually so magical to be out in the countryside looking after this little dog. And I grew up without dogs. And I'm starting to realise I might actually be a dog person, which I never thought I would admit to. So there's that. How are you doing, my sweet love? It is so beautiful to be back here with you. And thank you for sharing this beautiful space with me. I wanted to talk today about an ache that has come up for me over the last little while. There was actually quite a familiar ache that I thought was relevant to talk to you guys about, because I think that this is a theme that so many of us battle with. So for those of you who don't know, I came back to the UK in March after kind of like 4 years where I was like in and out of the country. So when I left banking, it was in the middle of the pandemic. So I ended up traveling quite a lot. I was in Europe a lot. Then I went to Mexico, back to the UK, then back to Mexico. And then from Mexico, I ended up moving to Cape Town, which was where I met Thomas. And I stayed in Cape Town for 2.5 years. So I kind of been out of the UK for quite a while. And we decided to move back in March because I was really missing my family, and Thomas was wanting to explore the London work scene and also be in Europe for a little bit. So we came back. And I thought that having been away for a long time, I'd had enough space to like stretch into my new identity. Like having left banking, stretching into this new world of work that I'm in now, working as a freelancer, or I find it hard to say entrepreneur. I don't even know if that's the right word, but I see myself as a freelancer more than an entrepreneur. I don't actually know if that's the right technical term, but anyway, that's a side piece. And so yeah, stretching into this kind of new way of living. And it's been really interesting to me because since I've come back, I've had this weird experience of the passage of time, first of all, and suddenly being confronted by friends, ex-colleagues, like people that were in my world before, that seem to be really far ahead. And when I say ahead, what I mean is like financially doing very well, having had loads of massive promotions, buying big houses, like all of that stuff. And I have been away for 4 years, having a wild time exploring all manner of things, personally and like geographically and relationally and all those things. So I've had this most incredible period of time, and I've come back and I've had this strange experience of like, oh my God, everyone is like doing really adult things and I feel like I'm behind. And it's so interesting to me because back in my days of being single, and as you guys know, I was single for the entire of my 20s, except the unavailables. I used to have that experience all the time of feeling like I was behind. So it's a very familiar experience to me, this sense of like everyone else is further ahead than me. They've like further along on the path of life and I am being left behind, which I just had this like hilarious vision in my head when I was just saying that, of me being the youngest of four and going on hikes in the Lake District and like always being the one at the back, like, please wait for me, I'm behind. So this is clearly a pattern that has been in my life for a very long time. and maybe in part comes from the hikes in the Lake District, but I actually think it's deeper than that. And the thing that comes up for me with it is that this ache that I now feel around money and earning and like prestige of job is the same ache in many ways to the ache that I had around being single and about being behind because I was single and all my friends were getting married and having children. So it's curious, right? Because it's like, wait a second, is this ache about money or is this ache about prestige or is this ache around being single and like wanting a partner? And the crux of it is when I sit with it and delve into the guts of myself, it's not really about money. And it's also not really about a relationship. It's about worth. It's that sense that unless I am living a life that is in line with what I have been brought up to believe is successful, I'm less worthy and I don't belong. And if I think back to the days when I was single, that was 1,000,000% true for me. I felt like I had this massive job. I had like a big salary. I had all of the external things that you'd think were successful, but I felt like I didn't belong and I was less worthy because I was single. And now, comically, I have a wonderful partner. I also have work that I love and find so fulfilling in so many ways and feel so true to myself. And simultaneously, there's this little ache that's like, but maybe you don't belong anymore because you're not buying crazy expensive houses and doing all of the things that some of my peers are doing. So the crux of this piece around belonging, and first of all, before I go into that, belonging is one of our core human needs. Without a sense of belonging in the world, we can feel very, very untethered. And often when we are going through phases of personal growth or phases of identity change or shift, there can be a real undoing of our sense of belonging. Because we suddenly feel like we don't fit in the world that we used to fit in. And that can be really, really, really unnerving for us. So having a sense of belonging in the world and believing that we belong is pretty fundamental to living a good life. But the difficulty with this is that often we think that belonging comes from belonging to a group of people, like external belonging, versus a body-based experience of belonging in ourselves. And I think a lot of us have been trained to see belonging as something that we get when we fit in with the external cues that are deemed to be success or like how you fit in the world that you grew up in, something like salary bands, relationship status, follow accounts on Instagram, like all of those types of things. It's like we are worthy and we belong because we have these external things. And whilst that can be in some ways true, I'm not saying that your follow account means that you're worthy before I say that. It can be in some ways true because we are a social species and we need people around us. And it is crazy to ever believe that we could be isolated and only belong to ourselves and we'd be totally fine. That's just not a reality. And I think sometimes a lot of the spiritual work that we see online is really, really self-focused, which is beautiful, and simultaneously we need people. So I'm not saying that we should just be like, screw the world, or we just need to focus on ourselves. But the balance is often off. So the balance for a lot of us is like our sense of belonging comes from, if I have all of these external markers of success, of worth, of like what I deem to make me a good person, then I belong, then I am worthy. Versus I belong because I belong and I belong to myself. And that experience is a much, much deeper body-based experience of safety, really, of like, I am safe in myself. And on a deeper level, I actually don't think that we can ever feel that we fully belong externally when internally we have this sense of unsafety or lack of belonging. So we can spend a lot of our time, single Pringles or people about to leave jobs, either bucket or something completely different, thinking that when we have got the thing that we want, or when the thing outside of us has changed, then we'll finally feel safe, then we'll finally feel belonging. I can tell you, my sweet love, that that is not true. Because if we are not feeling internally safe, internally like we belong, it doesn't matter what the external world says. It literally means F all. And the crux of that sense of lack of safety inside of us is when we have a part of us, often a little girl or a little boy, that's inside of us and for some reason has not been met for a long time. So a lot of us do not have a solid relationship with the childlike parts of us. And that part of us, we have just put in a box inside of us and gone like, I don't like you. You're insecure. You're annoying. I'm just going to push you down and pretend you don't exist. And that creates a real sense of lack of safety for that part of us. So we have this like inner war going on between the childlike part of us and other parts of us, which creates this lack of safety and lack of belonging. So we can never really truly feel that we belong until we start to soften and relate to that little girl inside of us. And I want to talk a little bit here about what happens if we continue in our life to focus on finding belonging out there. Sorry if you just heard the doorbell. If you continue to find belonging out there versus internally. Apologize for the dog barking, the house sitting situation, and the postman makes a very excited dog. Anyway, so as I was saying, the belonging in ourselves versus belonging out there. And what happens when we focus totally on our sense of belonging coming from things outside of ourselves is we start to contort ourselves. We start to live a life which is based on external markers of worth versus what is true for us. So in work, this can look like choosing paths that look really good but don't feel good, that you get praise for, but you go home and you're like, what am I doing with my life? This is so meaningless. That you get paid really well for, but internally you're like feeling huge lack and huge scarcity and huge sense of aloneness and lack of fulfillment. In love, it can look like staying with partners who can't ever really meet you, because it feels good to have a partner and because that makes you feel like you're worthy. It can look like dating unavailable men who are very successful and shiny and powerful, because you feel like if you have an impressive partner, that makes you somehow worthy and impressive. It looks like dating people who you actually have no interest in, but because you think that a life with them would make you look successful or worthy. But the problem with all of this is we may think that if we continue to do this good old little pattern of chasing all of the stuff outside of ourselves to build this perfect life that makes us look shiny and worthy, that we'll then feel great. But we don't. It's an annoying truth, a really annoying truth, because I kind of wish at times that we could just do that and we'd feel great, but it's not the case. It really isn't. And the more that we contort ourselves into this sense of like, I have to choose all of these things which make me look good, because then I will belong, then I'll be seen as worthy, then I'll fit in, the more exhausted we get. The more turned off by life we get, the more jaded we become, versus slowly but surely starting to unravel the ways in which we can talk, the ways in which we choose things based on what will make us look good and shiny, and start to choose things which feel true for us. So for me right now, with this little pattern of success and prestige and money coming up, my work is really to sit in, like, what is true for me versus what is my old conditioning? And I have a lot of conditioning around high achievement, success, shiny jobs. Like, that is deeply, deeply rooted in me. I was, like, very academic at school. I did very well at university. I obviously had quite a high-powered job for a period. So there's a big sense of, like, I get my worth from this. And for a long time, when I was single, I would be like, well, at least I've got a good job and I make all this money. Like, look how powerful I am. So I used it a lot as a crutch, and as a mask to hide behind. So for me right now, as this piece comes up for me around, like, oh, do I belong anymore? Do I fit in because I'm not in this, like, super high achieving bracket anymore? My work is to really, really sit with what is true for me. And how do you know what is true for you versus what is conditioning? You get really quiet and you notice, like, when you are at your most happy, your most content, your most alive, your most peaceful, what matters to you then? And whenever I think about those scenarios, I'm like, when do I feel most alive, most content? I'm like, usually on a mountaintop somewhere, like in some, like, crazy wind or rain, or like, sometimes completely naked, like swimming in a lake somewhere with really cold water. And in those moments, none of this shit matters. In those moments, I'm like, no, we're just here to dance through life and have, like, a life that is expansive and beautiful and connected and loving and purposeful. And I couldn't give two shits about a super expensive house or a nice expensive car. I really couldn't give two shits. But it is very easy for me when I am in echo chambers of other views that my conditioning comes back, that my conditioning starts to sneak back in and tell me that I need all of those things in order to be worthy and in order to fit in. But you don't need any of those things to fit in. You don't need any of those things to be worthy. You don't need a relationship to be worthy. Please, my single loves, you don't need a relationship to be worthy. I know we live in a world that, like, pedestalizes relationship, pedestalizes partnership, marriage, children, and those are all beautiful things and wonderful things if you desire them from a true place inside of you, but you don't need them to be worthy. You don't. You don't, you don't, you don't, because worthiness is an inner game. Belonging is an inner game. All of this is an inner game. And the more that we think that these outside things will be the root of our happiness, that they'll be some kind of salve to our inner angst, we're just going to get trapped in that cycle of, like, next thing, next thing, next thing, and never finding what we actually want for our life, what would actually make life meaningful for us. So yeah. So, my darling, I'm gonna come towards the end right now. It is nearly lunchtime and I can feel my stomach starting to grumble. So it's time for me to go and have lunch. And with that, I want you to just sit with, where in your life are you currently believing that something needs to happen, something needs to change external to you that would suddenly mean that you would fit in or that you would belong? And actually, is that an invitation to deeply love and hold the part of you that is afraid that if you don't have that thing, you'll somehow be alone or ostracized or unworthy? Because in starting to hold and starting to love that part of you, in my experience, the rest of it kind of settles. And that's not to say that you can't chase wealth. It's not to say that you can't chase partners. You can't want all these things, you can, but are they coming from a pure place, or are they coming from a place of, once I have X, I will then be enough. Okay, so we will close there. I hope you have a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. If you have any questions, any comments, please come and say hello. I don't bite. And I will leave it there for now. Sending you so much love, and I will speak with you soon.